Right, I'm joined in the studio by CEO of the Brentwood Centre. It is Roger.
Hey, hi Michelle.
I'm right, how are you doing? Yeah, got your cup good of tea?
Thank you, yes, fantastic. And I'll bring you two cakes next week, sorry. I forgot to bring you a cake this week.
I did actually, look, that was the, I had rice, but I made homemade rice pudding.
That's a nice and healthy.
And what I'll do, made for cream, what I'll do next week, if I make it again, I'll bring you in some and try not
sounds
to
good
eat it.
We'll swap rice pudding for cake.
Yeah, you've got new cakes here, you said, at the Brentwood Centre.
We have, yeah.
What do you mean, have you new suppliers?
No, we're just trying some different types. We haven't let them loose on our customers yet. We just scoffed it all
this morning. Tell us what they are. What they are.
We got this sort of gingery thing and this lemony thing, and they're all really nice and sticky. And
is it like lemon drizzly cake?
It is, yeah. Yeah, but
why is your voice going very deep when you're talking about
it's all
cake?
Perfectly healthy.
Now, loads, how did it go last week? Because you had the Christmas fair, didn't you,
last
week?
We had loads on last week, and it all went really well. The shopping event on Friday was one of our more interesting days of the year, and they want to come back next year, so we'll probably do it right next year.
Yep.
But it was good, and we had a big monster masterclass on Saturday with 3 one-hour classes and some very, very big numbers turned up for that. Some people doing all three classes.
My gosh.
I just sat and watched.
Eating the cake at the back, that's what I'd be doing.
I ate the sponsored bananas.
Right. Yeah, not all of them, though.
More than was good for me.
Yep.
And then the Essex Leopards beat the Bradford Dragons, which is always good when they win. They didn't deserve to win. They weren't the better team. They nicked it, but that makes it even better when they shouldn't win and they do.
Right.
But unbelievably good crowd. Best crowd I've seen probably ever in the Brentwood Centre in terms of enthusiasm. And when that final sort of point went in, it was a great moment in terms of how enthusiastic everyone was, and it was one of the biggest cheers I've heard in the Brentwood Centre.
Yeah.
And go Leopards, well done.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very enthusiastic. I hope you don't say quite go Leopards.
Go Leopards.
Whisking people up into a frenzy.
I nearly lost my voice from all the shouting.
But, is it because it's Monday? You seem a little bit deflated today.
It's Monday's just another day. I work Saturday, I work Sunday, yeah. So I'm looking forward to my weekend, which I think this week is Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh, I didn't realise you were here every single week. Oh,
I'm not here every single weekend.
But most weekends.
It's just the way it goes.
Oh dear, I couldn't do that.
This is day 9 without a day off, so
no, I couldn't see your job. Yeah. I've done things where you have jobs like that and you've got loads of people working for you. Nothing worse than having people working for you, because I hated everybody.
Well, no comment. I know if my team are listening to me, they'll pull me up if I say anything.
No, your team love you. Yes, moving swiftly on.
I don't discriminate, by the way, Michelle. I just don't like anyone.
That's what I say.
Yeah. I'm fully inclusive. I hate the world.
What else is coming up here at the Brentwood Centre?
Another busy couple of weeks. Thursday and Friday evening, we've got the Brentwood Catholic Youth Service, and they do this every year. It's two nights of Christmas carols with all the local schools. I think the way they operate, we have one night where it's Brentwood schools and one night where it's Newham schools. I think it's all part of the Brentwood-Newham connection, which goes back many a year. Nice night. I have the website if you want details of what the event is about. There's a lot of different types of ticket you can buy, individual, family, etc. But www.bcys.net gives you all the information on two nights of Christmas carols at the Brentwood Centre, Thursday and Friday this week. We finished that at about 10 o'clock, and by 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, we've got to be set up for an antiques fair. We've got antiques fair Saturday, Sunday, so... Ooh. Yeah, I'm working lots of days in a row. Some of my guys work through the night, and they've got to dismantle stage, seating bank, and then get 300 tables ready for the exhibitors at 5 a.m. who are coming for the Antiques Fair. So busy weekend for all of us. But that's just the first of three sort of Christmas-type fairs. So Antiques Fair this weekend, gift show on the 7th of December, toy fair on the 13th of December, so lots going on.
Oh, I like the antiques.
There's some good stuff in there, but I always feel there's a fine line between antique and tat, and sometimes they don't always observe the line.
Well, the thing is, somebody else's tat is somebody else's antique.
Absolutely,
isn't it?
That's what the stallholder told me as I bought this piece of tat.
No, what sort of things do you collect? Do you collect anything? Is anything you sort of look a bit of a
collector? No, I've always worked on the principle that I can pack a suitcase and be away in 15 minutes, so I have very few possessions.
Sorry. that sounds like you're going to have some sort of postal attack down there.
Absolutely.
Don't come in here, will you, before you go on your trip away.
There's no point in me collecting things because I just manage to break things or change my mind and I just end up with loads and loads of different things. But
have we got any big music names coming here to do any gigs in the future? Anybody you maybe can tell us about at the moment?
Unfortunately not. There are a few people sort of in the pipeline, but until you actually get them signed on the dotted line, I wouldn't like to say. But, you know, all the usual suspects we've had here in the past are still on the agenda. So, you know, Jules Holland, we're trying to get back in here.
Oh, wonderful.
Status Quo, who have been here a couple of times, have now suddenly got too big for us again. They now only do arenas. But,
yep.
But you know, it'd be nice to have them back. But the usual suspects, Danny O'Donnell, he's touring again and he'll no doubt come back. He always puts on a good show. But there's a few others, but it's really hard to get the bands in on the nights that you want them. They all want to play here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we want them Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
So, yep. Yeah.
But we're still on the circuit, and you know, we are looking to bring a few more concerts in 2015.
Do a soul weekender. I'll be there for that.
We've never really done a weekender, and I think that's a great idea. You know, but
Incognito, brand new heavies, bit of Joey Negro playing all the, you know, the track. I think it'd be fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, it sounds good, but I'll write it down.
You know why? Because most of the people who come to it will be over the age of 35, means they've got money.
Yep.
And they
get drunk respectably. Yeah.
Yes, they do, and they leave. They get a coach home and stuff, yeah.
That's
the difference. Yeah. Or you could try and get One Direction in.
I mean, I'm sure at some point we'll get them in when they when they finally come down to our level.
There's people out there probably crying. So if people want to check out, it's all the W's of Brentwood's
-centre.co.uk.
Lovely. Yeah. And Antiques this weekend.
Antiques. Well, Christmas Carols and Antiques.
Is it the Christmas Carols where they're doing some of the proms, or is that a different night?
No, you missed that. That was 2 weeks ago.
I didn't know it was 2 weeks ago.
Proms was not last week, but two weekends ago, yeah.
Oh.
So, but don't worry, they're back. They're doing they're doing a Christmas concert on the 20th of December as well, Hutton and Shenfield. So.
That's the one, Hutton and Shenfield. So lady came in to see me. I thought it was coming up. I missed it by 2 weeks.
They do two shows in 1 year and then one show. So they give themselves a bit of a break every other year. But this year is their two-show year.
Yep.
Next year is their one-show year, so...
Okay, brilliant. Yeah. Well, let's look forward to a soul weekend. I'll be there.
Sounds good. Okay.
A bit of a whistle. We could have whistles on, me and you, like matching. You know those bracelets that glow in the dark?
Yeah, I'll sell those. we do that on bonfire night.
No, it'd be good. Woo, woo, you know, doo, 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 in the background. Yeah. You can't see what I'm doing with my hands. I'm doing this sort of,
sorry,
you know.
I can get rid of all the stock that I couldn't sell on bonfire night. Sell it to you.
They just attach me with fireworks. I'm sure it'll be the biggest display in Brentwood. Yeah. Right, here's Mark Ronson. Don't forget, if you want to check out more, check out the website, all the W's, brentwood-centre.co.uk.
Absolutely spot on.
There you go. I did it off the top of my head. Yeah. Thanks very much to Roger, and he'll be back next week with two cakes.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Roger.
I shall write that down.
He's not writing anything down. Stop me, y'all.